Now the question of how to increase sales of margarine was suddenly much clearer. Cheskin told his client to call their product Imperial Margarine, so they could put an impressive-looking crown on the package. And as he had learned at the luncheon, the color was critical. He told them the margarine had to be yellow. Then he told them to wrap it in foil, because in those days foil was associated with high quality. And sure enough, if they gave someone two identical pieces of bread, one buttered with white margarine and the other buttered with foil-wrapped yellow Imperial Margarine, the second piece of bread won hands down in taste tests every time. You never ask anyone, do you want foil or not? Because the answer is always going to be, I don't know, or why would I, says Maston. You just ask them, which tastes better? And by that indirect method, you get a picture of what their true motivations are. The Cheskin Company demonstrated a particularly elegant example of sensation transference a few years ago when they studied two competing brands of inexpensive brandy, Christian Brothers and E&J, the latter of which, to give you some idea of the market segment to which the two belong, is known to its clientele as Easy Jesus. Their client, Christian Brothers, wanted to know why, after years of being the dominant brand in the category, it was losing market share to E&J. Their brandy wasn't more expensive. It wasn't harder to find in the store. And they weren't being out-advertised, since there is very little advertising at this end of the brandy segment. So why were they losing ground? Cheskin set up a blind taste test with 200 brandy drinkers. The two brandies came out roughly the same. Cheskin then decided to go a few steps further. We went out and did another test with 200 different people, explains Daryl Ray, another principal in the firm. This time, we told people which glass was Christian Brothers and which glass was E&J. Now you're having sensation transference from the name, and this time Christian Brothers numbers are up. Clearly, people had more positive associations with the name Christian Brothers than with E&J. That only deepened the mystery. Because if Christian Brothers had a stronger brand, why were they losing market share? So now we do another 200 people. This time the actual bottles of each brand are in the background. We don't ask about the packages, but there they are. And what happens? Now we get a statistical preference for E&J. So we've been able to isolate what Christian Brothers' problem is. The problem is not the product, and it's not the branding. It's the package. Ray pulled out a picture of the two brandy bottles as they appeared in those days. Christian Brothers looked like a bottle of wine. It had a long, slender spout and a simple off-white label. E&J, by contrast, had a far more ornate bottle, more squat, like a decanter, with smoked glass, foil wrapping around the spout, and a dark, richly textured label. To prove their point, Ray and his colleagues did one more test. They served 200 people Christian Brothers brandy out of an E&J bottle and E&J brandy out of a Christian Brothers bottle. Which brandy won? Christian Brothers, hands down, by the biggest margin of all. Now they had the right taste, the right brand, and the right bottle. The company redesigned their bottle to look a lot more like E&J's, and, sure enough, their problem was solved.